Confronted with closure of cinemas, the Black Movie Film Festival has taken on another form. It will, however, still take place between the 22nd and the 31st of January. That is this weekend and all of next week. It is the 22nd edition, but the first one that will be quite like this. Festival co-director Kate Reedy joins me on the line. Kate, it's happening. How is it happening this year?
Well, it's a very special year. I mean, it's been really quite a year. It's going to happen online this year, finally.
I was
not
thinking
knowing
that.
If it was going to be one way or another. But no, it's because screenings are possible, obviously, as all the venues are closed. And so this is what's going to happen online.
So last edition, the 21st edition, managed to take place. It was probably one of the last festivals that happened. You managed to get a full edition in 2020.
Exactly. Yes, we were really lucky last January because it was really just before all this started and we were able to have a normal edition with a great attendance in the cinemas, absolutely not having the the least idea of what was going to happen in the following months or weeks. Mm-hmm. And it was great. It was great.
And then you probably thought, oh, this will all be over by the 2021 edition.
Of course. Everybody, maybe not everybody, but most people thought this would be, you know, over and cleared by the end of summer or something. So, but we weren't quite sure. So we were still working on two different versions or three different versions at the same time for the next 6 months. You know, we weren't really completely reassured, and we were following, obviously, all the news about all this every day, all day sort of thing, and getting ready to adapt, because it was obvious to us that we had to screen the films one way or another. So this was never a question of not that the festival wouldn't happen at all, but it was just how can we make it happen?
So we've all probably been watching a lot more films and television in our homes over the last year. How do you make a film festival feel like a film festival? How do you create the sense of an event around it?
So what we tried to do is, for example, with the festival kits that we've been selling, people can, to encourage people to get together, obviously in small numbers, you know, two, three, maximum five, people to watch films together. And we have these kits, these boxes that are delivered at people's places with all sorts of goodies in them, with drinks, dresses for takeaway restaurants, a playlist to listen to afterwards, you know, all sorts of t-shirts and things like that. So the idea is to get people to have some sense of sharing and getting together, and our photographers are going to those people's places, the people that wish the photographers to come to take pictures and of them watching the film. So it's trying to get people together in more inventive and sort of amusing ways. And the other thing we did was to get all these Q&As organized with the film directors that were obviously unable to attend this year, will be unable to attend. So we registered all these Q&As, and they'll be online with the films and on the website for people to see who the people that made the films are, and maybe have a few of their questions answered.
Absolutely.
So we've been trying to work around the platform itself to have other things people could have to be in connection with other people, and even if obviously it's a completely different story.
I see on the website as well that the films are still on at certain times, so it's not, you can't just stream at any time. But
yes, well, that was another decision we made, because we thought we have to keep a sort of festival spirit, and the fact for people to really decide this evening at 8 o'clock, I'm going to watch a film in the same way they would if they were coming to the festival. I'm reserving my Saturday night or my Sunday afternoon to watch films at the Black Movie Festival,
To watch it. Yeah.
and to watch it at that time, and not just any time, because we all can do everything anytime sort of thing in that field these days. So to make it sort of more special, and if you miss a film, then you sort of you miss it. You know, it's like in physical screenings.
What would you say to people that say, oh, it must have been easier to do it all online this year? You didn't have to worry about venues, about catering.
It might seem that way, but it's really much more complicated because all this is completely new, and it's not completely all working by itself yet. So you have to add in quite a lot of work to make it function. There's a lot of things you have to think about. There's a lot of things you have to organize that you don't usually organize. We've had to organize loads of things that we usually do later during the festival have to be already before it even starts. Plus the fact of working on different scenarios for several months, that was obviously, I mean, a huge load of work that we don't usually have. It's actually much more work, much more work.
Can you give us a couple, just a couple of very quick highlights just to look out for on the program that give us a sense of what the movies are like at the Black Movie Film Festival?
Yeah, so there's one film that I would point out in particular because it's a European premiere, and it's the Japanese director Shion Sono, who makes this crazy evocation of his love for cinema and for the invisible people in cinema, because his stars in his film are all the people that you don't usually see on the screen, all the people that do the really small parts are in the crowd, and it's a really really very amusing and energetic film. It's called Red Post on Esher Street. So that's in our to be followed section, where there's a lot of filmmakers that the people that usually attend our festival know, and it's their new films. Great films, and it also gives a sense of what it was just before this pandemic, and that's quite it's quite a nice feeling also to go back into what normal life was like, and I hope will be like again.
Absolutely. Kate, what's the website? Where do we check the full program and where can we buy
Yeah.
tickets and also the kits?
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
What's the website?
And I The website is blackmovie.ch, and I'll
Simple.
add that all the films are with English subtitles also.
Thanks so much, Kate Reedy,
Thank
co-director of
you.
Black Movie Film Festival. Check it out. Thanks.
Bye.